弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
这个我们存着感恩的心来进入2017年。
With a grateful heart, we enter into 2017.
在过去2016年甚至我们到这里来这两年的过程里边
In the 2 years that we have moved to this location,
我们真的是感受到主在各个方面对我们的赐福。
We have truly experienced God's providence.
当时我们过来的时候我们真的不知道前途会怎么样。
When we first moved here, we really didn't know what the future would be like.
当时我们租下这个地点聚会的这个地方的时候我们也心里忐忑不安。
And when we rented this location, we were very uneasy.
有很多人都预言说我们在这里根本不可能生存下去。
Many people said that it is impossible for us to survive here.
当时我们只有在神面前有一个祷告。
And we prayed before God.
主啊，我们说我们不行，你行。
We said, God, we are unable, but you are able.
主啊，我们之所以今天落到这样的地步，是因为我们想要坚持我们认为正确的信仰。
That we can be here is because we wanted to endure in a right faith.
所以我们祷告说，主啊，我们所求的只有一件事。
And so we said, God, we pray for one thing.
就是你与我们同在。
That you be with us.
你印证我们的道路是合乎你的心意的。
That you can show that our path is correct.
那么我们实际上我们做的不好。
Even if we are not the best.
但是呢主一直与我们同在。
But God has always been with us.
使我们能够有今天的光景。
That we can be here today.
那么在我们辞去2016要迎来2017的时候在这个更新的时间里面我们在神面前有一个很好的反省和思考。
As we depart from 2016 and enter into 2017, we have an opportunity to reflect.
那么在未来的我们的教会侍奉里面我们应当把持怎样的原则呢？
In our future church ministry, what kind of thoughts should we use to follow?
那么我们来思想约书亚记的这一段经文。
And so we consider Joshua.
那么这件事情不仅仅是在我们的教会侍奉如此。
And it is not only important in our church ministry.
每一个基督徒的生活如此。
But in every Christian life.
每一个基督徒的家庭如此。
In every Christian family.
我们这个属灵的原则是在每一个的生活的这个角落里边都是一样的。
It will be shown in every aspect of our life.
那么我们的时间总是过去过去过去迎接迎接迎接对吗
Our time is constantly passing.
那么在这个约书亚记的第一章的里面
And in Joshua chapter 1,
也是这样一个交接的时间
There's a time of change.
那么在这个一开始的时候就说耶和华的仆人摩西死了
And at the start it says, the death of Moses.
这表示过去的一段时间已经过去了
And it represents a time of passing.
有一句非常有名的一句话。
There is a famous saying.
是这个约翰卫斯理写在他的墓志铭上面的一句话。
It is written by John Wesley.
那么他说神埋葬他的工人但是继续他的工作。
And it says that God buries his servant but continues his work.
所以不管你是多么伟大了不起的神的仆人。
No matter how great you are as God's servant.
那么这个你的时间总有一天要过去。
Eventually your time will pass.
然后新的时间要来了。
And a new time will come.
神的工作还要继续下去。
God's work must continue.
那么当这样的这个交接的时刻里面。
And in this time of change.
自然会使我们想到这个新的来接替的这个人会怎么样呢
?We may consider what the new leader will be like.
那么在这里神就圣经上说小谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚。
And it says here, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant.
那么在这里首先是我们看到任何一个时代。
And so firstly we see, no matter what age,
任何一个工作,
no matter what work,
包括一个家庭,
including in a family,
非常重要的这个一个前提,
there's a very important,
那就是领袖的存在。
And that is the existence of leadership.
那么在家庭里边有领袖吗?
Is there a leader in the family?
有。
Yes.
什么叫一个家庭?
What is a family?
就是一男一女就是一个家庭。
Is one man and one woman? Is that a family?
所以上帝起初创造的时候
And so when God created the world,
不是先创造了 父母和儿女。
He did not first create parents and children.
是创造了一对夫妻。
But first he created a couple.
那么创造了这对夫妻以后
，After he created a couple,
他们就繁衍了今天整个的世界。
And they reproduced to create the rest of humanity.
所以在一个家庭里面
，So in one family,
一夫一妻就构成一个家庭。
A husband and wife become a couple.
那么这里边男人是领袖。
And the man is the leader.
圣经上说，男人是女人的头。
The scripture says that man is the head of woman.
这个 head 不是指的这个头。
Not a physical head.
所以英文里边很难区别出来。
It's a little bit complicated in English.
English 就是 head， 但是中文呢就是头和头不一样。头就是这个头，头就是指的那个领袖。
It is the difference between a head and a leader.
所以在这个读中文圣经的时候，你说男人是女人的头，不要读成头。
So it is important to differentiate the difference between a head and a leader.
所以神非常看重领袖。
And so God heavily looks upon leaders.
那么领袖是干什么呢
？What does a leader do?
领袖是 leading the way， 是带领方向的。
A leader leads.
那么他要知道这个整个我们要发展未来走的这个趋势在什么地方。
The leader must be aware of the direction that he leads into.
凡是人间的领袖
，all leaders amongst people，
都必须先成为一个跟随者。
Must first be followers.
因为我们做领袖不是绝对。
Because we are not absolute leaders.
因为我们是按照上帝的旨意来做领袖的。
We lead according to the will of God.
所以任何一个领袖
So any leader
他必须先知道真理在哪里
Must first know where truth is from.
因为耶稣说我就是真理
And Christ said I am the truth.
所以我们跟随他
So we follow him.
一个懂得跟随耶稣的人
One who knows to follow Christ.
他才能够成为一个领袖
Only he can be a leader.
所以当我们的姊妹们说你想当头吗
And so when our sisters say, oh, you want to be the head,
先认你的头是谁
First recognize who is your head.
如果你都不知道你的头是谁
If you do not recognize your own head,
你没有资格做我的头
You have no right to be a leader of me.
大家明白我意思吗
Do you understand?
很多男人很想做大男人
Many men want to be very masculine.
说圣经说了
The scripture says,
女人要顺服丈夫
A wife must obey her husband.
所以你要听我的
So you must obey me.
那么你说圣经说了因为你先敬畏上帝，我才听从你。
But the scripture says you must first obey God, then I will obey you.
我们个人做好我们自己的角色。
So everyone must know their role.
但是无论是在家庭
，whether in the family，
无论是在教会
，in the church，
领袖是非常重要。
The leader is very important.
那么什么样的人是领袖
？Who can become a leader？
是神所拣选的
，the one that is chosen by God，
能够把神的旨意在他所带领的范围里边带出来的那个人。
That can bring out the will of God amongst the people.
你说我家里只有一个人
，and you say I have only one person in my family.
那我怎么办？我有没有领袖？
Do I have a leader?
有
Yes.
你自己就是你自己的领袖
You are your own leader.
那么你怎么样的带领你自己呢
How should you lead yourself?
认同耶稣基督
And that is to know Christ.
因为圣经说基督是个人的头
But the scripture says God, Christ is the head of all people.
这个应该翻译成个人的头
He is the leader of all people.
使我们能够来跟随他
That we can follow him.
那么在当时的以色列的百姓里面
And amongst the people of Israel back in the day
因为摩西已经把以色列人从埃及带出来了
Because Moses had led the people out of the land of Egypt
已经带领以色列人经过了40年的旷野
And for 40 years in the wilderness
上帝已经训练这批百姓非常的顺服了
God has trained them to be very obedient
所以这个时候他们要过约旦河要进到迦南地要去得那块土地
At this time they must cross the river Jordan and capture the land
但是摩西没有进去
And Moses did not enter
很多人就觉得对摩西抱不平
Many people feel sorry for him
所以你看摩西为主做的这么忠心一辈子结果就那么一点点的小事上帝就把他废掉了
Because of all these things Moses did for God but God didn't forgive him for one small sin
这件事情是所有可能做领袖的人有一个警醒。
This is a warning for all would-be leaders.
我们做领袖的，我们的资格来自于他。
Our right of leadership comes from God.
我们的能力来自于神。
Our power comes from God.
我们的恩赐来自于神。
Our blessing comes from God.
我们的机会来自于神。
Our opportunity comes from God.
我们有什么东西不是来自于神的吗？
What does not come from God?
有没有？
Is there anything?
没有。
Nothing.
我们所有的一切都是神所赐给我们的。
All of us was given to us from God.
因此没有人可以在神面前夸口说我为你做了那么多事情你还不会恩你还不好好的祝福我吗？
And so no one has the right to say, oh, look at all I've done for you, God. Please bless me.
我们只有在上帝面前说我们在神面前所做的都是不配的。
We can only say that we are not worthy.
其实神所交托我们的那些的事情
Actually, the things God has given us to do.
我们仔细想想有哪件事情我们做得完美了？
Which one did you do perfectly?
其实我们做得很差劲。
Actually, we are failures.
所有这些东西的成就
All of this success
其实都是他所赐给我们的
is from God.
但是当像摩西这样的人
But one person like Moses
经历了神如此伟大的恩典
He experienced God's great blessing.
居然他能够反叛上帝的命令
And he rebelled against God.
他就失去了做领袖的资格
And he lost his right to be a leader.
所以借着摩西在这个地方的失败
And so through this failure
也是我们每一个做领袖的人
Every leader
在神面前有一颗警醒的心
should be reminded before God.
那么这个新的领袖的产生
And so now we have a new leader.
那么约书亚这一个人不是突然间他就成为一个领袖了
And this guy Joshua, it wasn't a sudden change for him.
这里说他是摩西的帮手
It says here that he was Moses' assistant.
那么他第一次出现在圣经里面
The first time he appeared in this Bible
就是这个以色列人出来埃及以后就面对第一场的战争
was when Israel departed from, Israel,from Egypt to face their first battle.
那么那时候呢这个摩西就跟约书亚说你选出人来为以色列人去打仗。
At that time, Moses told Joshua to select some people to fight for the battle.
所以约书亚第一个出来的形象
And so the first time we see Joshua
他是一个军事的领袖
He is a military leader
所以摩西说你带领以色列人到前面去打仗
Joshua said, Moses said Joshua go lead the people to fight
然后我要到山顶上去
And I will go up onto the mountain
这个约书亚就拣选他的军队然后去打仗去了
And so Joshua selected his soldiers and went into battle
然后摩西带着亚伦和户珥到了西乃山的上面
And Moses went up to Mount Sinai
那是一个非常奇妙的景象
It's a very amazing vision we can see
那个如果当时你是以色列人
Imagine if you were the Israelites
以色列人在这个山坡的 营里面
They were barracked under the mountain.
那么这个他们 live in the tent, right? 他们在自己的那个营盘里面他们在那里看一半摩西在山上一半这个约书亚带着军队在下面打仗。
And they can see Moses going up into the mountain and Joshua leading the battle.
所以这个对以色列人第一个功课。
And so this is the first assignment to the Israelites.
他们就发现约书亚说冲啊他们就打赢了。
And they realize that when Joshua leads, they win.
过了一会儿呢他们说哇我们赶紧逃跑对方又赢了
After a while they must flee because the enemy is winning
这怎么回事
What's going on
原来发现摩西什么时候举手以色列人就赢
And I realized whenever Moses raised his hand the Israelites will win
那么摩西哎呀太累了就放下来了
And when Moses lowers his hand they will lose
他一放下来以色列人就打败了
When he lowers his hand they lose
原来这个以色列人就看明白了
And the Israelites realize
所以约书亚能不能打赢
Can Joshua win the battle?
不取决于约书亚有多么强的军事能力
It's not according to his own battle strength
而取决于摩西在山上的祷告
But according to Moses' prayer
这个以色列人学了非常重要的功课
And so they learned an important lesson
神的子民的输赢
The success of God's people
不在乎人的能力有多么强
It's not according to their own power
而在乎神与他们的同在
According to God's presence
所以以色列人要得胜
And so for the Israelites to be victorious,
是凭着神与他们的同在
they must rely on God's presence.
这是一个信心的功课。
This is a faith lesson.
所以从那个时候约书亚就学到一个很重要的他明白一个很重要的道理。
And so Moses, Joshua learned an important lesson.
就是以色列人要打赢吗
that do the Israelites want to win?
神的同在。
God must be with them.
那么这是我们今天 讲的第二个重要的原则。
And this is our second important lesson today.
第一个重要的原则是什么？
The first one
是领袖要懂得顺服上帝。
The first one is that leaders must learn to obey God.
第二件事情
The second one
就是我们能够成功吗？
Is that do we want success?
取决于有没有神与我们同在。
It depends on if God is with us.
今天的教会很多失败。
Today many churches are failing.
关掉了。
They are closing up.
教堂卖了。
They have been sold.
屡见不鲜，经常看见。
We see it very often.
为什么？
Why?
失去主的同在。
Because they have lost the presence of God.
为什么失去主的同在？
And why have they lost the presence of God?
大部分的情况是我们没有按照他的旨意去做事情。
Because they have not acted according to God's will.
是我们根据我们自己的想法来做事情。
But acted according to their own will.
好，下面我们继续往下看。
We continue to read.
那么当神把这个领袖选出来的时候
When God had selected his new leader,
就给了他非常清楚的使命
He gave him a clear command.
什么使命呢
And what is this?
就是你要带领以色列人过着约旦河
That you will lead the Israelites to cross the river,
得那里的土地
And conquer the land.
那么这个土地到底是什么多大的土地
How large is the land?
这里都非常清楚的跟他们讲，把这个跟他们讲明了
It is spoken very clearly.
那么当主耶稣吩咐我们给我们使命的时候
And when Jesus commands us,
也非常的清楚告诉我们
It was also very clear.
你们要去传福音给万民听
You must go and preach to all the people.
信而受洗的必然得救
That those who believe will be saved.
你们要去使万民做我的门徒
You must go and make all people my disciples.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
And baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
凡我所教训你们的都要教训他们去遵守
All that I teach you, you must teach them.
主说你爱我吗？
He said, do you love me?
彼得说主啊你知道我爱你。
Peter said, you know I love you.
主耶稣说你牧养我的羊。
God said, feed my sheep.
你喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lambs.
你喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
所以这是主给教会的命令。
This is the command to the church.
但是很多今天教会的人
But many churches today
常常忽略了这个命令。
They confuse this command.
所以他们常常按照自己的想法在做他自己的工作
and act according to their own thoughts.
当主耶稣吩咐约书亚的时候
So when God commanded Joshua,
几次提到你不要害怕
Several times he is reminded to not be afraid.
你要刚强壮胆
But be brave.
但是今天我们很多时候我们害怕
But today often we are still afraid.
我们不敢传福音
We are not willing to go and evangelize.
我们不敢走出去把耶稣的名传给我们周围的人。
We are afraid to evangelize to the people around us.
这个教会显出很软弱。
And the church appears to be weak.
以至于社会比教会更强壮。
To the point where society appears more powerful than the church.
那么这原因出在哪里呢？
What is the reason?
就是因为我们失去了神的同在
Because we have lost God's presence.
那么当主耶稣当这个神把这个使命托付给约书亚的时候
And when God gave the mission to Joshua,
要叫他完告诉同时告诉他要完成这个使命的前提是什么
He gives him the requirements to complete this mission.
就是我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在
Is that as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
当神对约书亚说你平生的日子里边必无一人在你面前能够站立得住
And when God said, in your life, no one will stand up against you.
哇这个应许好不好
Isn't this such a good promise?
哇太厉害了是吧今天如果我们出去传福音
Today if we go out and evangelize
没有人能够挡住你的
No one can oppose you
你传福音就有人信的
As soon as you evangelize people will believe
哇这个就很厉害
You will be very successful
可是我们发现我们传福音人家就不信的
But sometimes we find that is not the case
我们再传人还不信的
The more we evangelize they still don't listen
那么为什么出现这样的情况呢
Why does this happen
当然有很多原因
There are many reasons
可能我们自己对福音还不太熟悉
Maybe we are not that familiar with the
人家问两个问题我们就没有办法了
Ask us some questions and we are stumped.
我刚刚起来传福音的时候也是这样。
When I first started, I was the same.
这个我传福音人家不信。
I evangelize and they don't listen.
然后他就起来跟我辩论。
And they debate with me.
然后我就辩论不过他。
And I'm not as good at debating as they are.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
我说你再不信我就揍你。
I threaten them.
真的辩论的脸红脖子粗的。
And I've become very frustrated.
人家还是不信。
But they still do not listen.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
哎呀，回来祷告。
I pray.
这个曾经我做过一件事。
Once I did a certain thing.
我把所有的这些我传福音他们提出来的问题我不会答的。
for all every question that I was unable to answer.
我就把它记下来。
I recorded them.
回来我就在神面前祷告。
I pray before God.
向上帝哭泣。
And I weep before God.
主啊，求你一定让我能够明白。
God, let me understand.
神就让我明白。
And God, let me understand.
有相当长的一段时间里面。
After a long time,
我最兴奋的事儿。
The most happy thing for me.
就是我在大部分的时候都是在早晨半睡醒的时候。
Was when I was half awake in the morning.
哎，突然间就明白了那个问题。
Suddenly I understand this question.
哇，赶紧起来把那个答案写下来。
And I record this answer.
等到下一次传福音的时候。
Next time when I evangelize.
我就把这些把这个答案就用出来。
And I will use this answer.
一用就很好用。
And it is very useful.
哎呀，感谢主。
Thank God.
这个需要有一个训练的过程。
You must have a process of training.
就好像约书亚他有一个成长的过程。
Just like Joshua had a process of growth.
40年跟随摩西训练。
40 years to follow Moses.
所以他不是一上来就是个信心的伟人。
He wasn't suddenly a great leader.
他需要好好的训练。
He must be trained.
所以今天我们也需要好好的训练。
Today we shall also be training.
那么第二件事情呢？
The second thing.
就是我们需要做到和神的旨意。
Is that we must follow God's will.
你一定要去传福音。
You want to evangelize.
你不传，你怎么能够使人信主呢？
How can people understand if you do not evangelize?
我们弟兄姊妹想想。
Think about it.
2016年。
2016。
你有和人家传过福音吗？
Did you evangelize to anyone?
无论是你的亲戚朋友，
whether it's your family,
无论是教会里边新来的人，
friends or newcomers to church,
你传过吗？
Did you?
有没有？传过别人信不信的是另外一回事，你有没有去传？
Whether it was successful or not is another question, but did you do it?
如果你没有传，
if you didn't,
这个要在神面前悔改。
Then you should repent before God.
因为我们把神给我们的恩赐藏起来了。
Because we have hidden our blessing.
我们都知道主耶稣给了那一千的银子，那个银子买了以后，等着主来的时候什么结局？
We all know about the man who hid his talent.
不要埋起你的银子。
Do not hide your talent.
要在传的过程当中。
But in your evangelism,
训练你自己。
Train yourself.
另外一个问题。
Another thing.
就是当主耶稣把门徒都训练好了。
Is that when Christ trained his disciples?
主说你们去。去吧，有没有说？
He said go.
没有。主耶稣先说什么？
What did he first say?
等在耶路撒冷。
Wait in Jerusalem.
等什么？
Wait for what?
等圣灵的降临。
Wait for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经降临了。
Once the Holy Spirit has come.
而且一次降临，永远不再回去。
And it will never go away.
那么圣灵永远与教会同在。
And the Holy Spirit will always be with the church.
因此当我们在训练自己的过程里头。
And so as we are training ourselves.
我们全心仰望圣灵的能力与我们同在。
We should search for the power of the Holy Spirit.
寻求圣灵给我们的恩赐。
And hope for its blessing.
那么这样的时候呢，我们在神面前就可以像约书亚一样能够得胜。
That we may be successful, just like Joshua.
那么接下来我们继续看，当上帝要吩咐约书亚去的时候。
And we continue to see as God is commanding Joshua.
这个，神要与约书亚同在了。
That God will be with him.
他可以无往而不胜。
That he will be successful.
上帝有没有这个神同在而无往而不胜的时候，神给他的最重要的要求，是不是叫他去？哎呀，你赶紧的去，建立一支军队。
Was his first command to build an army?
让他去打造兵器。
That he should get weapons?
让他去制造铠甲。
That he should construct armor?
有没有？
Did he say this?
没有。
No, he didn't.
那么神与约书亚可以同在的那个条件是什么东西呢？
What is the requirement for God to be with Joshua?
在第七节，我觉得是最重要的一节经文。
We read it in verse 7.
说你只要刚强。大大的壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
下边说，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律例。
Being careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded.
一切律法，不可偏离左右。
Do not turn from it to the right or to the left.
使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
That you may be successful wherever you go.
这个要求非常奇怪，对不对？
This is a very strange command.
那么当神要差遣一个军事的领袖，
When God is to send a military leader,
要带领以色列人去打仗了，
To lead the people into battle.
可是呢，不让他去建立军队，
But does not tell him to establish an army.
而是让他遵行神的律法。
But that he should follow God's law.
这也是今天我们教会侍奉的最关键的地方。
And this is also very important to our church ministry.
在过去的一两年里面，
for the last few years,
我们尽了非常大的努力来 帮助弟兄姊妹来读圣经。
We have put great effort in helping our brothers and sisters to read the scriptures.
那从下个星期开始，我们的新一轮的圣经概览要开始了。
And from next week, a new wave of
Bible
study will begin.
Bible survey. 那我们用两年的时间，我们从创世纪到启示录把它循环一遍。
We go through from Genesis to Revelation every 2 years.
所以旧约一年，新约一年。
One year for the Old Testament and New Testament each.
那么为了帮助大家对整卷、对整本圣经能够有一个完整的认识。
That everyone can understand the entire Bible.
那么我们会按照圣经的次序一卷一卷的讲下去。
And we will go through the Bible book by book.
是大家对于每一卷经文，他们是什么内容，中间有什么关系，整体的是什么关系，希望大家能够弄明白。
That everyone can understand how the Bible works.
那么当我们要遵行神的话语的时候，
And in order to obey the word of God,
那么第一件事情，你先弄明白神的话是什么，对吧？
First, you should know what it is.
你连神的话是什么你都不知道，你怎么样去遵行呢？
And if you do not know what it is, how will you obey it?
但是我可以告诉大家，你真的弄明白神的话是不容易的。
But I can tell you that that is not an easy thing.
这个我1984年信主。
I believed in the year 1984.
今年32年了。
23 years ago from now.
我常常说我并不是一个非常好的信徒。
I can say honestly that I'm not a very good Christian.
但是我是一个真信徒。
But I'm a true Christian.
我从信主的那天开始。
From the day of my first belief.
我可以说在很多基督徒里面，你们都没有花我那么多的功夫去读圣经。
I can say I spent a lot more effort to read the Bible than others.
今年32年了。
Today has been 32 years.
很多圣经还没读明白。
There are still many things I do not understand.
我知道大家都比我聪明。
I recognize other people are smarter than me.
可是你再怎么聪明，你还要花时间读。
But no matter how smart you are, you must spend time.
如果你真的聪明，
If you are truly smart,
你就去听听这个读了32年圣经把它读到的东西给你讲出来给你听。
Maybe you can receive the things from me who have read for 32 years.
你不就省了很多时间吗？
And you will save a lot of time.
对吧？你自己要下那么多功夫。
If you go through all that effort,
你很迷茫的。
It's a waste.
那么现在给你一个捷径可以走。
And now I give you a shortcut.
我可以在两年的时间里边把我32年学到的东西统统讲给你。
I will tell you everything I learned in 32 years in just 2 years.
你不来，表示你还不如我聪明。
If you don't come, you are not as smart as me.
因为在这32年的里面，
Because in these 32 years,
除了我自己读圣经之外，
Other than me learning the scripture myself,
只要我有机会学圣从别人那听的时候，
For every opportunity I have to learn from someone else,
我一定去听，
I definitely go.
只要我有机会要去读的书的时候，
As long as I have the opportunity to read,
我一定去读，
I will read.
所以我在各个我可能得到的东西我去努力了。
So for in every effort I have taken them.
同时当上帝拣选一个人要去做教导圣经工作的时候，
At the same time when God selects someone to teach scriptures,
那么他当然他也要给他恩赐。
They will give them blessing.
所以当我在牧者的这个职分上的时候，
And so as a leader myself,
神给我恩赐肯定和你的恩赐是不一样。
God has blessed me in a different way from you.
所以如果你不来学习，
And so if you do not come to learn,
其实对我没有什么影响。
It doesn't really bother me.
但是对你是一个损失。
But it is a loss for you.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹，
So we encourage our brothers and sisters
礼拜天早晨少睡一个小时，
to wake up 1 hour earlier on Sunday.
那么你要知道我每个礼拜天早晨起来我都比你早来两个小时。
Actually, I wake up 2 hours earlier.
每一个礼拜比你早来两个小时。
Every Sunday.
没有问题的。
That's okay.
这个少睡一个小时你可能更健康。
Maybe you'll be healthier.
来学习神的话，
to come and study the word of God.
明白神的话，遵行神的话，
To understand God's word and follow it.
这里说，你只要能这样做的话，
And it says, as long as you do this,
你就可以无论往哪里去，你就可以顺利了。
Wherever you go, you will be successful.
因此，今天教会的很多问题，
And so many of the issues with the church today,
首先出在教会的领袖没有很好的明白神的话语。
Begin with the fact that the leaders do not properly know the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，明白神的话语并不等于明白神学。
Brothers and sisters, knowing God's word is not knowing theology.
神学是对神的话语的解释。
Theology is explaining God's word.
所以我们今天不少弟兄姊妹去读神学。
So many of us are studying theology today.
我也推荐大家去读神学。
And I recommend that you do so.
但是神学不等于圣经。
However, theology is not the Bible.
神学你可以不信。
Theology, you do not have to believe it.
那么圣经你必须信。
But you must believe the scripture.
圣经是神学是帮助我们明白圣经。
Theology helps us to understand the Bible.
所以我们一定要把圣经和神学分开。
And so they must be separated.
神学是人对神的理解。
Theology is man's understanding of God.
圣经是神与我们的立约。
Bible is the covenant that God made with us.
所以神学是对圣经的解释。
And so theology is explaining the Bible.
那么今天的神学有很多神学越走越远。
Actually, a lot of modern theology is very confused.
这个甚至于他们翻过头来评论圣经。
To the point where they challenge the scriptures.
这个是不行的。所以我们一切读神学的人。
And so for all of us who are studying theology,
我们要分辨什么是绝对，什么是相对。
We should recognize what is absolute and what is relative.
所以当上帝呼召约书亚的时候，
And so when God called Joshua,
说你要成为领袖，
He called him that you should be a leader.
你要明白神的心意，
You should understand my will.
要完成一个伟大的使命，
And you must complete a mission.
其实这个使命按照以色列人当时根本不可能完成的。
Actually, that would have been impossible for the Israelites.
就凭我们在座的各位，我们要在这个地方，在这个地区来传福音吗？
Even for us to build a church here,
凭着我们自己的能力，不可能的。
By our own power, it is impossible.
我们心里边有一个愿望。
We have a wish in our heart.
请现在英文组的弟兄姊妹站起来。英文组的弟兄姊妹站起来。
We invite our English service brothers and sisters to stand.
好。我们在他们身上有一个很大的愿望。
We have a great wish.
那么这一个地区说英文的工作由他们来承接。
That they will take the ministry in English.
行吗？不单单是向中国人传。
Not only to Chinese people.
向这里的所有的不同的民族传。
But to all of the multicultural people in Australia.
你们像保罗一样。
You will become like Paul.
是犹太人。
You are...
但是讲希腊话，不是你们是犹太人，是保罗是犹太人。
Paul was a Hebrew who spoke Greek.
所以你们是中国人，但是讲英文。
You are Chinese people who speak English.
所以在这个说英文的环境里面，
So in this English speaking environment,
你们比我们更加方便。
You have more power than us.
所以我们的教会不是这个华人教会。
Our church is not a Chinese church.
什么教会？
What church is it?
耶稣基督的教会。
It's Jesus's church.
是为每个人的教会。
It's everyone's church.
现在我们主要是说中文的。
Now we mostly speak Chinese.
这是一个不健康的状态。
This is unhealthy.
我们盼望这里将来有一天主要的是说英文的。
And we hope that one day we will mainly speak English.
为什么？
Why?
因为说英文的比说中文的多嘛。
Because there are more people who speak English.
说英文的是我们这个地方的主流社会嘛。
English is the main language here.
所以如果我们只向我们中国人传福音，
And so if we only evangelize to the Chinese,
我们就没有认真的遵行主的旨意。
We have not properly followed God's will.
盼望你们中间能够起来像约书亚这样的人。
Pray that there will be a leader like Joshua amongst us.
能够带领你们的侍奉，
that can lead our ministry,
能够征服这一个地区，
that can fight for this place,
能够带领更多的人归向他，
and lead more people to God.
怎么做？
How?
第一，
First,
像约书亚一样帮助摩西，
like Joshua, help Moses,
谦卑学习，
to be humble and to learn,
好好的操练，
and train.
这个约书亚操练多少年？
How long did Joshua train for?
40年。
40 years.
你们可能用不着这么长时间。
I hope it doesn't take that long for us.
神训练摩西多少年？
How long did God train Moses?
80年。
80 years.
神训练保罗多少年？
How long did God train Paul?
16年。
16 years.
所以今天你们要好好的训练。
Today you shall also train.
特别我们这里有很年轻的孩子。
Especially those of us who are very young.
从越早的时候开始越好。
The earlier the better.
所以我21岁信主。
I was 21 when I believed.
23岁做传道人。
And 23 when I became a minister.
今年整30年了。
30 years from today.
26岁开始读神学。
I started studying theology when I was 26.
29岁建立第一间教会。
And 29 when I founded my first church.
一直到今天。
Until today,
很多东西我还不会。
There are many things I do not do that well.
我知道，我不知道前面还有多少时间， 但是我的时间已经到了后半截了。
I don't know how much time I have left, but there, maybe there's not that much time.
所以我盼望在我的后半截里边能够赶紧的兴起来，新的一代人的起来。
And so I hope that there can be a new generation.
不要等到像摩西死的时候，我不是把自己比作摩西，但是至少今天我是这个教会的传道人。
Not to wait until my time of my death.
当有一天我的时间过去的时候
，And sometime when my time has finished,
我盼望我们能够有更多的年轻人起来。
I hope we can have more newer youths.
弟兄姊妹，永远记得。
Please remember.
教会不是我们的。
The church is not ours.
教会是他的。
The church is his.
我们要按照他的旨意。
We should act according to his will.
以他的国度为观念。
According to his kingdom,
来完成他对我们的托付
to complete his mission that he has given to us.
因为现在还有太多的灵魂在 在下地狱
because there are too many souls that are condemned.
所以我们没有资格来享受我们自己的生活
and we have no right to enjoy our life.
好好的寻求按照神的旨意去训练自己
but to train according to God's will.
侍奉他
and worship him.
能够成为未来主所使用我们的人
and we can be his servants in the future.
请坐。第八节这是这样说的
We read in verse 8,
这律法书不可离开你的口
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth
要昼夜思想
You shall meditate on it day and night
亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是我们每一个人要做的一件事情
This is something that every one of us should do
要把神的话充满在我们的思想里面
That the word of God will fill our lives
充满在我们的生活里面
Fill our thoughts
那么我们的侍奉下边才能说我们凡事亨通
so that all may be successful.
那么为什么是这样的呢
Why is it so?
因为我们要走的道路是一个凭信心来顺服上帝旨意的道路
Because our path is a path of faith in God's will.
为什么是这样的呢
Why is it so?
因为当我们凭着信心来顺服他的时候
Because when we obey him in faith,
非常非常的可怕
It is very, scary.
就好像神带领以色列人出埃及的时候要过红海
Just like when God was to lead the Israelites through the Red Sea
怎么能过去
How can you cross the Red Sea?
神要带领他们两百万人走没有人烟的地方
God will lead 2 million people through the wilderness
怎么能过去
How is that possible?
神要带领他们过约旦河
God will lead them across the river
怎么能过去
How can you pass the river?
那只有神经病才会想到这样的问题
Only crazy people will think of this
但是神要在这里彰显他的荣耀
But God will show his glory.
这不是凭我们自己的力量来做
It is not possible by our own power.
所以我们的教会侍奉要成功吗
And so do we want our ministry to
彰显上帝的能力
To show God's power.
彰显上帝的荣耀
Show God's glory.
怎么彰显
How?
我们需要明白他话语启示给我们的旨意
We should understand his will that was shown in our scriptures.
照此去行
And follow it.
我们必能经历神的作为
And we can experience God's work.
但愿我们在新的一年里面
I hope that in this new year,
我们能够经历约书亚那种像攻打耶利哥那种的成功
We can experience success just like Joshua.
不是我们的侍奉的成功
Not only in our ministry.
是神的旨意在我们中间的成功
But that God's will be done through us.
我们的信心在这中得建立
And our faith can be built up.
神的荣耀在我们中间得彰显
And God's glory can be shown.
所以新的一年里面
I hope that in this new year,
我们明白这些原则
we can understand these principles,
明白神的话语
understand God's will,
遵行神的话语
and follow it,
凭信心跟随他
and follow it through faith,
然后使他的能力使他的荣耀彰显出来
that his power and glory can be shown,
愿在新的一年里面我们能够更加来荣耀他
that in this new year we can greater glorify him.